Planet X, Nibiru, Megaquakes, Nuclear War, Martial Law, New World Order, FEMA Camps, Guillotines, Aliens, UFOs, Fallen Angels, Anunnaki. The Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame.
All right, praise God, and here we go again. So, why am I doing this program? I really don't know. There isn't that much going on. But I figured I'd touch upon a couple of the headlines and, I don't know, maybe make somebody smile. It's hard to smile during these dead periods where we just see a whole bunch of stuff going on that, you know, to those of us who are awake and aware, realize that things just aren't right. We had a momentary scare, not a scare, but, you know, like a, whoa, hey, that's a, man, that's major. But unfortunately, we didn't take a listen to the actual audio of the video. We only looked at the timestamp date and the comment. And unfortunately, because of that, we find out that the video was actually made quite some time ago. So it wasn't relevant. And that's unfortunate. But I will say this. This is an important announcement. And at least to me it is. So we'll go ahead and give it some kind of a sound effect. Okay, so a lot of improvements have been made to TribulationNow.com. TribulationNow.com. I'm just going to start using that URL because it's easier to remember for people. Now, I'm going to go ahead and pull up the website real quick so I don't forget things, but had quite a wrestling match getting the website to properly treat the signups for the radio show. So it would work for a little bit, then it wouldn't work, and then I'd tell everybody, oh, yeah, it's working, and then somebody would send me, no, it's not. It's going to an, oops, 404 page, that kind of thing. Went back and forth and back and forth, called GoDaddy, spent time on the phone with them. Next thing you know, I realized that the problem was on the website, and there was no reason for it. So what I did was I did some fumbling around and hacking and basically changed the landing page so that now when people type in their email address. If you're so inclined to spread the good news about Jesus and also do it to people who are, you know, kind of a little bit fed up with the typical churchianity stories and turn with me to 2 Thessalonians 11, you know, that kind of thing, where they get out, you know, if they do any Bible study at all, they get out maybe one or two or three verses at the very most. And then everybody's pointing to their watch and they want to go home and, you know, watch a football game kind of thing because they're bored. But anyway, that's not what this program, for those of you who are already aware of it, you know, that's not what this program is about. This program is about going where no man has gone before. I kind of say that tongue in cheek, but there's a truth to that. And it does align with Star Trek. It does align with Star Wars and all those things. And I could get into all the details, and maybe one of the shows I will. As a matter of fact, I'm kind of thinking about it. But, the thing is I want to keep these to small bites. I want to try to keep these below an hour because people are very busy. And so that will mean that if I do an Angel Wars type of a program where I talk about the complexities associated with planet heaven, because God does like to live inside of his creation, And also the different dimensions, the different universes, the trillions of life forms, what the difference is, what the types of life forms are that are out in the universe, what the types of fallen angels are, and all the different things that people really struggle with in churchianity. These are subject matters. This is subject matter that you're, the people that you know out there that are baby Christians, that have just gotten started in Christianity, they are probably at a stage right now where they have been drugged to a typical evangelical church in the United States, and they're right on the verge of not wanting to go anymore because they're bored to tears. They're tired of seeing people jumping around on the stage, whoop-de-dooing and yahooing, and then selling people, you know, trips to Israel. And, you know, people start to smell a fishy smell very quickly nowadays. So anyway, what I've discovered as I have, you know, had communications or conversations, whatever, with different varying groups of people at different levels in their walk, is that the baby Christians that have just started going to Bible study and stuff, when they hear, when I say, this is the kind of stuff that we talk about in tribulation now, what's going to happen is that I'm going to have a relative who's going to jump in there, and they're going to say, oh, no, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that kind of thing. Because they're all, you know, they're so smart about things. They just want to protect everybody from me. All right, that's fine. But what's interesting, though, is that the newbies in Christianity, when they hear about the kinds of things that we talk about in Tribulation Now, the trillions of life forms in the universe, the, you know, why did God say in the book of Job, can you loose the belts of Orion and the portal that's located in the Orion Nebula, and the different types of aliens and what they are, what are host beings, what are spirit beings, why do they incarnate into men, how do they do that, how come it's, you know, in Hebrews it says, you know, be careful who you entertain because you might unwittingly entertain an angel, why did Jesus say in John 10:34 that have I not said in your law that ye are gods, how come that maps over perfectly to Psalm 82 when our Heavenly Father says that he stood in the congregation of the Almighty. He stood amongst the gods, okay? And I'm just kind of off the top of my head kind of thing. But that's little g gods. And then in the book of Psalms, you'll find that God, our Heavenly Father, is referred to as the God of gods, or Yahweh. Okay, so there are minor gods in the universes. I want to get into a long I'm going to have to break it into chunks, so I don't want to go over an hour on any one of them. But I want to do a series, you know, I'll probably call it, you know, something that's very obviously talking about our pre-existence, why we're here, who are the elect, what was the election process, you know, why did Jesus say, you know, have I not said, or he said, you know, he said that Elijah is John the Baptist, if you can, Elijah is John the Baptist, if you can receive it. So the mysteries that you're never going to hear about in the church, the thing, you know, we know about, you know, think about churchianity. Churchianity now is seeing the UAP congressional hearings take place, which are the most popular hearings that have happened in the history of Congress. And these things are going to come to a massive intersection because traditional churchianity doesn't know how to deal with that question. There's even an Illuminati playing card that's kind of like in your face, ha, 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 puts a spaceship above a church. And, you know, the point they're trying to make is that the church won't be able to handle it. We can handle it. The people that are regular listeners of this program, which has been around since 2011, starting around July, that'd be approaching, you know, we're well into the beginning of the 14th year now. Blog Talk Radio is where we did most of our shows. If you want to go there and try to pull down some things that look interesting to you at the last minute, they're not going to completely close down Blog Talk Radio until sometime in December. I don't remember the exact date. Might kind of like December 12th, it just pops in my head, but maybe I'm wrong. Sometime in December. The best way to do that, if you want to pull down as many shows as possible, as fast as possible, is to use a tool like iTunes or some other podcasting tools, especially if you can use it on a main computer and you're not going to kill your cell phone in an attempt to do it. So if you do have a laptop that has some space, a home computer, you know, a desktop that has some space, then you can fire up something like iTunes and mess with the podcast settings. You'll have to play with it a little bit, but just tell it to automatically download everything from Tribulation-Now. And it'll just start going to town, and, you know, make sure you set the right directory, you know, folder or whatever, so that you're able to find them later. But it might take a couple of days to get them all down, but it'll do it automatically for you. Now then, so all that being said, I have I've made a number of changes. The sign-up thing is like Shazam right in your face as soon as you go to tribulationnow.com. It's right there. And there's a little, you know, kind of a tagline underneath Tribulation Now where it says, sign up for MP3 podcast and post notifications, post meaning, you know, website updates, on the right. Enter emails in both boxes. So there's the big box with the logo, which is for the radio shows, and the littler box or smaller box underneath it for getting website post updates. And you just click the sign up button and it should work automatically. I have also updated the to a higher level of MailChimp, which is the solution that sends out mails to people. And the reason I did that was because I anticipate a significant amount of growth, and I wanted to be able to cover those numbers. So I went ahead and updated that. And after all, I'm saving $100 from BTR going down. BTR stands for Blog Talk Radio. I'm not going to say Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to say BTR. All right. Praise God. So I do have I haven't done the test, but I believe I set it up so that it shows up on every single page. So if you go back to like the third page down on the main page, it should have, well, I did click the button, but it doesn't appear to be taking, which is fine. So on the main page, the entry page of tribulationnow.com, there is a link of a guy wearing a headset, and you know, he's got a like wow kind of a look on his face. Now that is there for the purpose of going to the web page, which will display the MP3 files that you can play, so you can go back in time, and there will be probably a limit. I don't know. I have to monkey around with stuff. I have to hack things. I have to call GoDaddy. I have to get parameters changed in a PHP file. There's all kinds of nonsense. It's irritating, and there's only so much that anybody can take. So before they just, you know, burn out and they're like, I'm not going to do this anymore. And yes, the new audio director is much more resilient to system interrupts and doesn't cut out nearly as much as Audacity, but it does occasionally cut. So what? You know, I'll just go ahead and restart it and go. So anyway, I wanted to let you know that those updates are going on, so that if you do feel, you know, like you want to do what Jesus said to do, and you do see how unbelievers, in particular, and absolutely newbie believers will be beyond intrigued by this information, because it will take them where no person has gone before, and it's going to take them outside of the churchianity. It's going to shoot them forward, and they're going to go from being a freshman to a senior in Bible understanding and advanced understandings of who are we and why are we here. And I'll also give you book titles that you can buy to help reinforce a lot of these things and get references to other materials that you can invest in as well to become super smart if that's what you decide to do. Otherwise, you can just take my word for it, and that's fine. I have been doing this a very long time. I'm not going to, if I sat here and read to you, you know, and told you every single person that I've had on the show, how many hours I talked to them outside of the show, it would take over an hour just to do that. All right, praise God. There's a lot you can accomplish in 13 years and 7,000 plus radio shows, probably more than 8,000. All right, so all that being said, I just want to let you know there have been several updates to the website. Most of the things are working quite well right now. I have not seen an error from it for a while. There is a page that is dedicated, so if you look on the right-hand column, you will see Gentle as Doves, and then right below that you'll see Radio Show Page. Click link here. That will always take you, no matter what page you're on, that will take you over to the page which has the MP3 files on it, and you can go back in time and listen to prior shows. So if there's a part 1, part 2, part 3, and you only got a hold of part 3, you can go back to that page and go back and listen to parts 1 and part 2. So I just wanted to go ahead and let you know that that is now up and running and active. All right, praise God. We're 14 plus minutes, about 15 minutes into this program. Praise Jesus, and we just want to say thanks. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just pray that the information that we give out, we pray that all of the changes please you. We pray in the name of Jesus that we're going to, that we work in harmony with your holy will. We want only your will to be done. We pray for those who are having a very difficult time nowadays, and it's easy to have happen to anybody, because a lot of us have been suffering, in a pretty horrific manner, traumatizing ways. And, you know, to see things that are happening out there and look at them at face value can be very deeply troubling, to say the least. But Father, I know that you understand that. I know that you're expecting your believers to buck up and deal with it. And we are to be about the Father's business, and we are to preach the good news. And hopefully we're going to be able to preach the good news and share the good news and get people excited. We want people to be able to understand, ultimately, on this program, we want people to understand very difficult concepts and be able to articulate them, because this is how we're going to bring people to Jesus in the days that we're in right now. For example, if you were to be confronted with any of these questions right here, if God really loves me, then why do so many people have to suffer? Or loves us? Why do so many people have to suffer? Another question is, if God really loves us, then why doesn't he destroy the devil? What about the question, why are some people born into easy lives and other people born into difficult lives? Another question is, did all of humanity have to redeem itself because a woman ate an apple 6,000 years ago? Or did something different happen? Another question is, why are we born into sin? How is it possible that we were sinners before birth? Whoa, there's a lot of scriptures that back that as well. Another one is, this is very small text and I don't want to blow it up because it'll mess up the rest of the website. Why is mankind so important to God when there are billions of stars in the universe? In other words, why do we stick out amongst the trillions of life forms that are out there? That gets really deep. I feel like I had a past life. Why do I feel like I had a past life, like deja vu sometimes? Because you did. Okay, but we'll get into that. Is there a such thing as reincarnation, or is that a twist by the devil, and is it actually incarnation? And the answer is the latter. It is incarnation, and there's very specific reasons why that is the case, and that explains a whole lot of things. So again, if you want to get a little taste of some of this information, just a wee bit, you can go to tribulationnow.com and look in the top, tippity top of the right below the big logo, Tribulation Now with the angel on it, and look at the white text on black background and hunt down toward the last two lines, and you'll see Angel Wars in the Original Sin Part 1 and Angel Wars in the Original Sin Part 2. You can read up a little bit on some of that stuff, get references to books, and start getting into it long before I probably have the energy to be able to get into these in one-hour segments. Praise God. So anyway, on that note, let's go ahead and talk about some of the headlines that are out there right now, just to keep ourselves up to date. I don't care what Trump says. All right, now, if you're one of those people that's like hanging on his every word and, oh, this is wonderful, and we can see the Pledge of Allegiance and all that evil stuff that Kamala Harris and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Folks, Joe Biden's been dead for years. The whole world has been tricked, it just seems. It's just unbelievable how gullible people are. Those of us who know better know that he's a stand-in. He's a double. He has a rubber mask on his head. Okay, so... And the list of these types of things that are going on right now is so huge that would be another hour show. So we're being played like the sheep that we are. People are buying off on it. Everybody's buying off on it. And there's a very, I would say, 0.00000001% of the people out there that maybe stumble over a program that's slightly similar to this or whatnot. Know about these things, and it's very important to know about because it plays into what our imminent future likely holds. It's very important that you know that we have evidence on tribulationnow.com that indicates clearly through the visuals that Donald Trump has been converted into a reptilian. And I talk about that on a prior show, so you can click on the radio show page, click link here underneath Gentle as Doves, and it'll take you over to the show, and you'll see it. It'll say Trump Reptilian or something like that in the title, and it explains how do they do that. All right, then. So anyway, let's go ahead with the time that we have left and just go and kind of peruse, not dig deep. I don't want to dig deep. I think digging deep puts a lot of people asleep. There's only so many testimonies you can listen to somebody else say. If it's a long 10-minute dissertation from some news source or whatever that's worth listening to, I will tend to just go ahead and put the entire video up on the webpage at tribulationnow.com. So that people can take their time and listen to it when they have time. Okay, so also, really quick, regarding the newbies, regarding the young Christians, regarding the people that really, 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 the scientifically minded people. Scientifically minded people will never buy the stuff that comes from the pulpit. Period. But you can save the soul of a scientifically minded person if you understand the answers to the questions that I asked earlier from Angel Wars and the Original Sin Part 2, which is the link. Now, so you have an opportunity with these very short 60-minute sound bites to be able to take the emails, if you've signed up for the emails, and forward them to whoever you feel like, because that link is good for whoever wants to. You can send it to anybody, and they can click on the link, and it'll work. It also has the ability, the emails themselves provide the ability for people to sign up for more emails on their own and increase. So as we are in this really crummy period of time, which is part of the period of sorrows at the end of it all, as we're quickly progressing, or semi-quickly, it depends how you look at it, toward the Great Tribulation, toward the Rapture, toward World War III, shortly after World War III starts is when the Rapture happens. And I can cover that on another show. But anyway, it's important that you know that we are running out of time. The people that are wanting to touch other people's lives and help them along in their walk and keep them interested when otherwise they would go into a coma in the average church. You have an opportunity now. Things are working now. They're not going to get error messages and bug at you. You can toss these emails when you get them over to somebody else or 15 other people or 20 other people. We've already seen a substantial increase in people that are receiving the emails, which are critical because those are what I use to communicate not only the shows, but also if you sign up for both emails on that page that I told you about on the main page, you'll also get updates to posts and things like that. But it is important that you do forward these emails to as many people as you can think of. And always keep your eye open, because there's always people that you might meet at a restaurant or whatever the case is. But you got to be careful. You don't want to blow your cover. You know, just, have a chat with them. See if there's an opportunity there, something that they're interested in. Say things to them like, hey, do you feel like the election stuff that's going on right now is on the up and up? What are your thoughts about that? I'm just curious what you think. Let them do the talking. And then say, you know what, you might be interested in this email. Do you mind if I send it to you? There's all kinds of ways. I always ask things in the form of a question. And if they say no, leave them alone. But the opportunity is vast to be. It's so easy. It was so hard before, you know, BTR, Blog Talk Radio, you know, it was hard. People would ask questions. How do I get in touch with that guy? All these different things. You know, who the Dickens is this? Blah, 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 blah. All that gets answered by forwarding these emails to people. And if they are led through the various communications from this program on how to pray, spiritual warfare prayers, which I'll cover that in special shows and such. Also, there's a spiritual warfare link on tribulationnow.com. You have to do a little bit of hunting, but it's right there. It says spiritual warfare prayers. There's even a picture of a demon for those of you who are curious what some of them look like. It was caught on a security camera inside of a hospital. All right. So anyway, on that note, let's go ahead and roll into these headlines that we can kind of like pluck through and do it rather quickly so we keep ourselves under the 1 hour mark. So ready, get set, and here we go.
It's not normal.
All right. These are not going to be in any particular order, so if they seem out of order, I'm telling you that they are. All right, so I'm going to start out with this. Opening it up, going to go ahead and go to the post. In this particular case, we have, why isn't it telling me his name? Oh, there it is, Jeffrey Sachs is what a lot of people would call a scholar. Now, you know what? I want to let you know that our job as Christians is to be divorced from the things of the earth. I got to remind you, because we have a tendency to get involved. And we're not to get involved. Now, Philippians 3:20 says, our citizenship is in heaven. James 4:4 says, adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that being friends with the earth is being at enmity with God? We are separated. That's what holy means. And if you're not yet, you want to work toward that. That's what's known as sanctification. It's a process. Now, I'm not going to get, as you discover things like, man, Israel, there's something wrong with Israel. They're doing things. I'm seeing stuff out there, you know, on social media and things like that. They're trying to block it. They're trying to censor it, trying to get rid of it, including the Trump administration. They've even assigned a person as part of his cabinet to go. They're calling them anti-Semitism rules. And so if anybody says anything that they disagree with about what Israel does, then they can get arrested. So this is part of Trump's new administration. Now then, now this is not about picking on anybody, because God has saved the souls of some of the most rotten, creepy Satanists that have ever walked the face of the earth. And essentially, when you're dealing with people that practice the Babylonian Talmud, the Chabad Lubavitch movement that is very pervasive in Israel, these are the Jews that are not Jews, the synagogue of Satan, as the Bible refers to them. Now, could it be that you have already noticed some of these things? Maybe you agree that the 40,000 children that were slaughtered in Gaza was a bit much. Well, just remember this. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. We are not from here. We are not staying here. We existed before the earth was even created. The Bible says so. And I can cover that on other programs. But it's very important to know that if you have been listening to this long, 28 minutes into it, there's a very good chance that you've been called by God. And that's awesome, because our eternity is amazing, truly more amazing than anybody at church will ever explain to you. Now, all that being said, I have no biases. I don't like to see children slaughtered. I look at things through the loving eyes of Jesus Christ, because it is no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in me. Galatians 3:28 says, there is neither Jew nor Gentile, slave nor free, man nor woman, but we are all one in Christ Jesus. That is because we are separated from this earth and we're not a part of it. So when we pray for the Satanists. We pray for the synagogue of Satan too. We pray for all the people that are out there doing things that they should not be doing, including Trump. So, again, now, you know, I'm not going to get into details about how I pray. I just want to make sure that you understand, as I present information, this isn't about me having a feeling about, oh, Israel's bad. And, you know, it's not like that. It really isn't like that. God will use Israel to fulfill prophecies in the state that they're in. God used Israel to do what they did under Jeroboam when they were doing drink offerings and grain offerings from their rooftops to the hosts of heaven, which are none other than the Anunnaki and the minor gods that are part of the fallen angels. They worship them. All right. So anyway, it's we're just not a part of it. And once you divorce yourself from that, it's a really good thing. It sets you free, and that's what we should feel. We should feel freedom and peace and trust in God and pray for everybody, no matter how bad they are, because you never know. Ask God to send angels in the presence of Jesus and ask Jesus directly if he would visit them in dreams and visions of the night when deep sleep falls upon men to save their souls from the pit and to seal their instruction. That's from Job 33, 14 and 15. Praise God. King James, got to use that. Now, in some cases, the King James lets you down. So I don't hug a particular translation of the Bible. I'm just going to tell you that. All right, let's move on. This is Jeffrey Sachs, otherwise known as what most people would consider to be a scholar, and he's making a comment.
The cost, not only to Israel and to the Middle East, and of course, especially to the Palestinians, is profound, but Netanyahu has done more damage to the United States than just about any person on this planet. And he's done it repeatedly because his idea has been engage the U.S. military in Israel's wars so that Israel doesn't have to face up to the basic fact that there should be a state of Palestine alongside the state of Israel. So Netanyahu, as we've come to understand better and better looking back at it, was the chief promoter of the disastrous war in Iraq. And
Iraq.
We paid the price, we Americans, trillions of dollars. And he still gets away with it because that's the Israel lobby. It's enough. So this is the main reflection that I found in the Middle East in the past week. But it's what I've been seeing at the UN and through travels all over the Middle East for years, but especially in recent months, that the way to peace is absolutely clear. There's not even a debate about it, an argument about it. In almost all the world, it's just hidden from view from Americans who don't really understand the full price that we're paying to back Netanyahu's madness and cruelty, and because we're not told that the Arab nations have laid out a perfectly sensible path to peace with security for Israel and based on international law. And it's just waiting for the United States to stop vetoing it.
All right. So what he said was 100% true. And I think anybody who understands even a little bit of history in the last, 15 years. And it goes all the way back. But here's the thing. He's right. And but Netanyahu doesn't. It has to be understood that they are, the Evangelical Church in the United States of America, unlike Spain, unlike France, unlike many of the other countries out there that are very much against what they're seeing, South Africa, the international criminal justice system, through many different countries, there are a few that believe that Israel can do no wrong, and they will back the idea that that they should be able to go ahead and create the greater Israel, which means they're going to take over Lebanon, they're going to take over Syria, they're going to take over the upper half of Saudi Arabia, they're going to take over Egypt, they're going to take over Iran. They really want Iran flattened. If we would go in and just drop nukes on Iran and just turn it into a desert, you know, they would be fine with that. All right, but the thing is, we have to understand what we're dealing with. We're dealing with folks that are believers, not in the Holy Bible, but in the Babylonian Talmud. And the Babylonian Talmud is a very, very scary book. Okay, so these are Chabad Lubavitch believers. Those believers are not Bible-toting Jews. They are Babylonian Talmud believing Jews. Some of the quotes from the Babylonian, anybody that's not part of their group, they are considered to be goy or goyim, which is a very derogatory term, which basically means a type of animal, a cow. Kill it. That includes us. and includes us. They believe that we, as Christians, should worship them and will worship them someday. The whole world will worship at their feet. We should fight their wars and die for them. They believe these things. Yabamoth898A says, all children of the Goy are animals. So our kids, all of our kids, the Spanish people's kids, the Italian people's kids, Lebanese people's kids, the people in Kansas's kids, all the American church, their children, they are all Goy. They should be killed. They're beasts. All right, Godshoss 2, verse 2 says, a Jew may violate but not marry a non-Jew girl. So he can have sex with her, but they can't marry them. Abadah Zara 36b says, Gentile Goy girls are in a state of nida, filth, from birth. Sanhedrin 54b says, a Jew may have sex with a child as long as the child is less than 9 years old. Sanhedrin 58b says, if a Goy hits a Jew, he must be killed. Sanhedrin 57a says, when a Jew murders a Gentile, there will be no death penalty. Tospoth, Jebamoth 84b says, if you eat with a Goy, it is the same thing as eating with a dog. This, by the way, is the entire world's 8 billion population minus those who are part of the Babylon, the Chabad-Lubavitch movement. These are the same ones that were caught in New York City with the underground tunnels and the soiled mattresses and the baby chairs and everything down in the tunnel. You can only imagine what they're doing, particularly when it says a Jew may have sex with a child as long as they are less than 9 years old. There's several more that I could go through, but you know what? I'm just not going to. I think the point has been made. Now it's time to move on. The most important thing to take away from this is we are not from here. We are not to develop anger. We are not to worry about it. God uses evil people to fulfill prophecies, and that is how it works. We are to pray, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That is one of the most important, most powerful prayers that you can possibly embrace in your arsenal. All right, now, all right, so I'm going to play this. This is a Greg Reese bit. He used to do, he moved to, last I heard, he moved to Russia and took Putin up on his expat offer for those who didn't want to, you know, be in the United States and amidst all of its evil, you know, and anyway, this is a very worthwhile audio bite.
Trump has chosen Big Pharma's Susie Wiles for chief of staff, and she appears to be Trump's handler.
In charge of Trump's campaign and his PAC, arguably his closest advisor, when I asked my friends who are close to Trump, they said, you don't get a meeting without Trump unless she's in the room. You don't get a phone call unless she's in the room. She's omnipresent.
Elon Musk has been exposed by several reporters to be a fraud and a government frontman. Nobody has ever debunked this. And now we are told that he will be fixing the government.
I mean, my top recommendation, honestly, would be just to have a carbon tax.
That seems so reasonable.
Yeah, I agree. There's just one thing that will matter. Put a price on carbon.
That would be the best option.
For sure.
That seems like it'd be such a good idea.
So far, the cabinet picks are painting a clear picture of where this is all heading. For UN Ambassador Elise Stefanik, who has received $917,000 from the Israel lobby.
Today, this means crushing anti-Semitism at home and supplying the state of Israel with what it needs, when it needs it, without conditions to achieve total victory in the face of evil.
For Secretary of State, Senator Marco Rubio, who has received $1 million from the Israel lobby.
Senator Rubio, will you call for ceasefire in Gaza?
No, I will not. On the contrary.
Senator Rubio, please.
Are you filming it? So I want you guys to get this. I want them to destroy every element of Hamas they can get their hands on. These people are vicious animals who did horrifying crimes. And I hope you guys post that.
And what about the civilians that are being killed every day?
Hamas should stop hiding behind civilians, putting civilians in the way. Hamas knew that this was going to lead to this. So Hamas has stopped building their military installations underneath hospitals.
So you don't care that 15,000 have died? You don't care about the babies that are being killed every day?
I think it's horrifying. I think it's terrible, and I think Hamas is 100% to blame. That's what I think. Make sure you post that, please.
For the EPA, Lee Zeldin, who has received $916,000 from the Israel lobby.
You should not be coddling the largest state sponsor of terrorism, who calls the United States the great Satan. They call Israel the little Satan. They chant death to America. They develop intercontinental ballistic missiles, ICBMs. Intercontinental, that's not meant for Israel, that's meant for us.
For National Security Advisor, Representative Mike Waltz, who has received $235,000 from the Israel lobby.
I think at this point, the only thing that is going to stop the Supreme Leader from his nuclear obsession is a very credible use and threat of military force.
For the Secretary of Homeland Security, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, who serves to ensure the security of God's chosen people and who signed a bill to conflate criticism of Israel with anti-Semitism. For the U.S. Ambassador to Israel, former Governor Mike Huckabee, who says Palestinians don't exist.
What happens next? It's about the end times. And quite frankly, some of us think we may just be living in them. So, Max Lucado, so good to see you. Thanks for joining us and welcome as we talk about the end of the world.
All right. So I'm going to stop it right there. Huckabee is actually right about that. God will use Israel to fulfill the prophecies that are in the Bible. And in Isaiah 17, it says Damascus will be turned into a ruinous heap, and that is a target area for the greater Israel. So our Heavenly Father will clearly use Israel as it stands right now, even though it's the vast majority are, you know, Chabad Lubavitch and Synagogue of Satan. Nevertheless, those God will use anyone he so chooses to in order to fulfill his prophecies. Now then, do we need to have feelings about these things? Well, if you have the heart and the mind of Jesus, and you love people the way that Jesus wants us to love people, it will bring you to a place which is known as the sorrows period. Jesus said he mentions it when you see wars and rumors of wars and all these terrible things happening in the Olivet Discourse, Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark 13. You are entering into the beginning of sorrows. Well, we're way past that point. We are in the sorrows period. So for those of us who have the heart of Jesus, we are praying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, but your will be done. Your will, Father, be done. Praise God. So really, we don't get involved in it. We keep our prayers neutral. We keep them out of love. We are deeply troubled when we see people slaughtered unnecessarily. I will not describe the things that I have seen with my own eyes on Twitter happen at the hands of, well, the IDF and others and their leadership. It is not something that can be repeated. It is that horrible. That horrible. I'm half tempted to play the testimony of a doctor that was brought in from, but I'm not going to do it. It talks about children being torn to shreds. Just absolutely horrible. I just don't even want to go into it. All right. So anyway, are these things to trouble us? They should trouble us. We have the heart of Jesus. It is no longer we who lives, but Christ who lives in us. It is very important as we see these things unfold to understand that we are dealing with evil on both sides of the coin. But it's not our job to have feelings of anger, being upset, getting involved. We are not friends with the earth. We are to keep our minds stayed on things above and not on things of the earth. Colossians 3:3. And pray, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Pray for everybody that you can take the time to pray for. Ask God to send angels into their dreams and visions and save their souls. Always remember that some of the best Jesus people out there that are doing the most incredible things for the kingdom of Jesus Christ are ex-Satanists, murderers, rapists, horrible people. This is very important for us to embrace, and you know, it's not a good thing that we have to see it. You can't unsee things, you can't unhear things, but it's a good thing to understand with a Jesus heart what's going on around us and to recognize why the mass confusion is out there. It is. Is it right? you know what? We don't have to worry about that. God's will be done. All right, so I just wanted to bring that forward because these are areas of great contention. You can hear the contention in the speakers' voices, and they're not speaking things that are not true. Now, I will let you know that Donald Trump has asked Speaker Mike Johnson to pass a bill declaring that his new presidency should start retroactive and go back to the actual date of the election, the 5th or the 6th. So Trump wants to take the White House now. Personally, I could give a flying. It doesn't mean anything to me. I still believe and will remain of the opinion that the forces of darkness are, they have a plan C, a plan F, a plan Q, a plan Z, and these plans are going to go into effect. If you go to tribulationnow.com, you can very quickly zero in on an article, which I'll go to the homepage so I can find it. It's on the main homepage. Oh, dag nabbit. Okay, here we go. And it's... Since I made the changes to the website, it's not behaving like I'm used to, so that kind of drives me nuts. So anyway, there's a post that's called Dem Scheme to Stop Trump from Entering the White House. It is a, I don't know, 8 to 10 minute snippet of a redacted video, and they do a fabulous job of hitting the top 6 to 8 points and kind of like meshing them together into an almost undeniable and highly likely series of events that are that would happen to keep Donald Trump from even getting into the White House. Okay? There's a lot in play, and they still have dropping a false flag nuclear bomb somewhere in the United States and saying, Iran did it. All right. So anyway, it's important to know all these things because these play a role in how we're going to emotionally deal with the things that we might have to be part of unwillingly. We don't want to be a part of it. We all want to go home. We want to go to the wedding supper. We should be praying Luke 21:36 all the time. Dear Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray always to be counted worthy, to be counted worthy, to escape all these things that are about to come to pass that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. And where could that be? It'll be at the wedding supper. That you can take to the bank. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So again, the Jerusalem Post published an article today, Jerusalem Post, about Jewish teens being arrested for brutally raping a small child in Israel. That's because these teens were brought up into the Babylonian Talmud. And to them, it's an everyday thing. They don't mind it at all. All right, let's see here. The list it's just absolutely amazing. There's a fellow that goes off on the Babylonian Talmud, and he was on the Pierce Morgan show. So the information's getting out there, unfortunately, because most Christians don't really understand things very well. They don't understand that our true place is to be utterly separate and holy and practice holiness and righteousness, 1 John 3:7, because that's who we are. We're not a part of any of this. Yes, it should make us sad, but no, we should not be angered, shake our fist, be upset, or any of that kind of stuff. We pray for their forgiveness. We pray for their salvation. Praise God. All right, so just kind of skimming down here, Major General Salami, the chief commander of the IGRC, which is the Iranian army, says that we will fight you until the end, and we will not allow you to dominate the fate of Muslims. We will take revenge. So anybody who understands the warnings that Colonel Douglas... that essentially say, we just don't understand the military capabilities of Iran. Now, never mind the fact that any of these people that are pointing to Iran and saying, we got to go, tally-ho, got to go, tally-ho, whatever Netanyahu says, let's do it. Israel, oh-ho, let's go ahead and attack Iran. Let's do it now. Come on, everybody. They're ignoring the fact that China and especially Russia will join in the war. It'll probably start out a little bit like World War II with the Lend-Lease Act, which is already in progress. There's a ton of equipment that Russia has already rolled in to Iran, but later it will include soldiers. that you can believe with all of your heart. It will also include North Korean soldiers, which are already over fighting on behalf of Putin in the Ukrainian dynamic, which hasn't gone away. And there are still many of these people that Trump are putting on their cabinets that want to continue to go after Russia. They want to use long-range missiles and start firing on Moscow, and they want World War III to start. These people are being chosen by Trump to be on his cabinet. So make no mistake, nothing has changed. Okay, except they're just not, you know, doing all the strange transgender stuff at the moment. But I believe with all of my heart that the entities of darkness, including Obama the Antichrist, have every intention of moving forward with their original plan. And there's a high level of likelihood that Kamala will become the woman that rides the beast. They're talking. You really need to listen to the redacted video that I have published on tribulationnow.com to get your arms around all the options that they have. And that's not even all of them. That's just the ones that are most evident that they're leaning on. That's all to keep Donald Trump completely out of the office of the president. Very, very worthwhile to hear. And there's a whole bunch of other plan Bs, plan Cs, plan Ds, you can bet. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So, Also, for those of you who are not aware of these things, I'm watching the time. We got only about 9 minutes left. The UAP thing being so popular, and let's just call it UFOs, UBEs, unidentified biological entities. They have come right out in Congress. I'm just going to cut to the chase rather than play their blah, 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 blah. Oh, that's a little bit too complicated. We got to take that offline. And they said openly, yes, there's crashes. Yes, there are live otherworldly beings. Now, of course, there's a whole lot of people that are going to say, oh, they're just demons. That is wrong. So the only thing that we can do for that is say, all right, they're not. They are intergalactic, but you have to understand that we, as Einstein had said, are in a hologram, albeit a very convincing one. Okay, so where we are in is what Peterson likes to call the fallen one-third, but it's a very, very large area. It could be the entire Milky Way galaxy. So, you know, the alien beings that installed the Montauk Chair, which is very, very real, were Sirian beings from the Dog Star Sirius. I can go into this. I can do dozens of hours on these on this subject alone, and I very well may. If I get bored over the weekend, I might just come in here and do a one-hour bit on just the alien beings and the different life forms in that regard. But what's important, really important, as far as the rapture is concerned, regarding the, you know, the fact that in one of the largest, if not the single largest, congressional investigation that has ever happened since 1776. Okay, they're telling everybody, yes, they're aliens. Yes, they're not from the Earth. Yes, they are alive. Yes, we have communicated with them. Yes, we take them out of spaceships. All this other stuff. That, my friends, is the tip of the iceberg. It is the tip of the iceberg. And yes, there are fallen seraphim, which Isaiah saw, flying around the throne room of God, saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Well, amongst the fallen angelic beings, there was a species known as the seraphim. Okay, and these are fallen seraphim. They ultimately become Draco. They can either become Draco reptilians, which are the senior ones. They have wings, they have horns, and they are second in command underneath Lucifer. And some of them are actually incarnated into bodies like that of Hillary Rodham Clinton. All right, so she is a 12-foot-tall Draco reptilian that is shapeshifted into and incarnated into a human body. Now, yes, the movie They Live from 1988 is unbelievably prophetic. And we need to be aware of these things because it's happening all around us and it's playing a major, major role in things. It's also critical to understand in order to be able to use critical thinking skills to estimate the likelihood of what is probably going to happen. Now, I think Trump and the things that are happening with Trump's cabinet are a plan Z, in other words, a backup plan. And I believe that some of the things that the redacted people at tribulationnow.com on that particular post, what they're saying are highly, highly likely. But those may very well be plan Qs. What about the plan P as in Popper or whatever, an earlier plan? What are they going to do? What are the options? What about the threats from the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab, Darth Vader of the world right now, huh? What about them attacking? Why do I have in my collection a 10-15-year-old DVD, which is not even available anymore, from National Geographic, said when that's entitled when America Goes Dark or something like that. See, the problem is we forget so quickly the threats that have been levied against all of us. The power going out, taking out the entire control grid, the attacks that are already ready to go. That will attack, operational technologies, SCADA systems, and things like that. That control our power grid across the United States. The vulnerabilities are way too many to discuss on a single radio show. I work in that business. For us to make any other assumption except that they already own them, meaning that they've already hacked into them and they're ready to take them down whenever they feel like it, that would be the appropriate assumption. The possibilities, and what about smallpox? They found two vials of smallpox in a laboratory in Philadelphia not too long ago. Two vials of it. Who do you think got those there? I think we know his name. That'd be Bill Gates. They call it monkeypox, but it's not monkeypox. It's smallpox. That's why it's so deadly. We've already heard of an outbreak in the United Kingdom. Is it going to spread more? What's going to happen? And we really just don't know. What we do know is from the Sarah Manet vision, which I have published on tribulationnow.com, it says that some really horrible things that kill within 24 hours are going to be released upon mankind. But I do not believe that we are going to be here for that. I believe that we are going to leave. I know as a fact. So, see, the UAP dynamic coming out in front of everybody, and of course the church is ignoring it, which is fine. We would expect that, but not us. Because we have had more than one time a man by the name of David Doetry who prayed on his knees for a long time, years indeed, asking God to show him the rapture. And back in around 1996 to 1998, our Heavenly Father gave him a vision of the rapture. He only lived about an hour south of me, and I'm in Tampa. This was before the sixth seal on the day of the Lord. This was before the great tsunami and the meteor hitting the Atlantic Ocean just off the coast of Puerto Rico. Okay? We know that because David Doetry was able to stand out in his backyard and see the rapture taking place. He saw some large blue object. He wasn't the only one that saw a large blue object in the sky. And all the saints were shooting up into the sky toward the blue object. Now then. The key here is that David Doetry was shown a large copper, large like Death Star mega spaceship that all the TVs in the entire world across all 195 countries, 243 when you count the island nations, all the TVs were trained on this gigantic Death Star copper riveted mothership, which, by the way, was seen by Pastor Augusto Perez, and he testified to that when he was on the radio show and said that he saw many different types of aliens flying around it, which doesn't surprise me at all because 2 Ezra 15, verse 28, talks about multiple alien species, none the least of which is the dragons of Arabia that fly on the wind, and all those who see them will fear and tremble. By the way, 2 Ezra and 1 Ezra were both in the original King James Bible in 1611, but suspiciously removed at a later date. When we see all the UAP stuff, all these things, the awareness of the aliens, the life forms, all this kind of stuff, we're going to have a lot of people in churchianity say, oh, they're demons, or oh, they're this, or oh, they're interdimensional, or oh, they're from inner earth, or all that kind of... No. No, they're not. Isaiah 13 is where our Heavenly Father sends aliens from the far reaches of the heavens to levy judgment upon the unrighteous on the earth. And indeed, they even ravage their wives and chop their children into pieces. It says so. Read Isaiah 13. It's about the day of the Lord. We're not going to be here for that. That is if we're practicing righteousness and holiness. If we identify the sins that are in our lives and we immediately confess of our sins, 1 John 1:9. Father, I said, I dropped an F-bomb. Please, Father, forgive me. I didn't mean to do it. It was just a burst of anger. I shouldn't have done that either. Please, Father God. So you speak it forth as a confession to Father, to our Father. And then you say, please, Father, forgive me and help me. Cleanse my tongue, purify my thoughts so that I don't do this anymore. Because we are to be holy and we are to practice righteousness, 1 John 3:7. For he who practices righteousness is righteous just as he, Jesus, is righteous, 1 John 3:7. We need to understand who we are and behave like it and strive in our walk in sanctification to not be a part of the awful stuff that is happening all around us. Separate yourself unto holiness and pray always to be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man.
Unchanging, untainted, perfect in all your ways.